Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, June 14th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We're starting a new book in the New Testament. We'll begin with Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10 today. As always, if you're not very familiar with the book of Galatians, take a few minutes to go to the Bible Project videos either on YouTube or on the Bible Project website, and this will give you much insight into the book of Galatians. Galatians was written by Paul to the churches in Galatia, and this book is a defense of the gospel in Jesus Christ, that Christians are called to faith and freedom in Christ, and we're called to walk in the Spirit, recognizing the Spirit's presence with us and His guidance and helping us to live according to God's law. Now, there were some Judaizers, some people that came in from the Jewish church, and they wanted these Gentile people to follow all of the Jewish law. And Paul says, no, we're refuting that. They don't have to take on all the burdens of the law, but faith in Christ is what is of utmost importance. So let's read together the book of Galatians, starting with Galatians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. Paul, an apostle sent not from men, nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia, grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ, and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anybody is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. And now we're going to move over to Psalm 30, but I was not the right person to read Psalm 30 for us today. Amy Hirsch and her growth group last semester, they memorized this passage together, and I love to hear someone recite a passage out of memory because they have been living with the text for a very long time, and they've been thinking through it, and it has taken on a deeper meaning. And so we'll look forward to hearing Amy recite Psalm 30 for us. I also want to commend to you an article that Joy DeShazzo wrote for our blog. You can go to mbbc.org/blog, and it's a ministry highlight from Joy about Psalm 30. The reflection is about the importance of internalizing scripture and also why Psalm 30 has been a meaningful passage to her. So if you can't find that on the blog, let me know and I'll send the article to you. Amy, thank you for joining us to recite Psalm 30.
A reading from Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have brought me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restored me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, and his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cry, and the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death if I go down to the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever.
And now we'll turn over to Job 30. In Job 30, Job is continuing his final defense. But now they mock me, men younger than I, whose fathers I would have disdained to put with my sheepdogs. Of what use was the strength of their hands to me, since their vigor had gone from them? Haggard from want and hunger, they roamed the parched land in desolate wastelands at night. In the brush they gathered salt herbs, and their food was the root of the broom bush. They were banished from human society, shouted at as if they were thieves. They were forced to live in the dry stream beds, among the rocks and in holes in the ground. They brayed among the bushes and huddled in the undergrowth. A base and nameless brood, they were driven out of the land. And now those young men mock me in song. I have become a byword among them. They detest me and keep their distance. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. Now that God has unstrung my bow and afflicted me, they throw off restraint in my presence. On my right, the tribe attacks. They lay snares for my feet. They build their siege ramps against me. They break up my road. They succeed in destroying me. No one can help him, they say. They advance as though a gaping breach. Amid the ruins, they come rolling in. Terrors overwhelm me. My dignity is driven away as by the wind. My safety vanishes like a cloud. And now my life ebbs away. Days of suffering grip me. Night pierces my bones. My gnawing pains never rest. In his great power, God becomes like clothing to me. He binds me like the neck of my garment. He throws me into the mud, and I am reduced to dust and ashes. I cry out to you, God, but you do not answer. I stand up, but you merely look at me. You turn on me ruthlessly. With the might of your hand, you attack me. You snatch me up and drive me before the wind. You toss me about in the storm. I know you will bring me down to death, to the place appointed for all the living. Surely no one lays a hand on a broken man when he cries for help in his distress. Have I not wept for those in trouble? Has not my soul grieved for the poor? Yet when I hoped for good, evil came. When I looked for light, then came darkness. The churning inside me never stops. Days of suffering confront me. I go about blackened, but not by the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry for help. I have become a brother of jackals, a companion of owls. My skin grows black and peels. My body burns with fever. My lyre is tuned to mourning, and my pipe to the sound of wailing. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Goodness gracious, Job is lamenting here, and we can find ourselves in his lament, can't we? Sometimes it just seems like darkness continues in our lives, that terrors overwhelm us, that our life is full of suffering. And so in those moments, Job gives us some words to cry out to the Lord, to remember that he is sovereign, but to ask for his mercy. Okay, I don't want to forget that today is Missions Monday, and so we're praying alongside our partners in ministry, The Foundry. The Foundry is a haven where addicts and destitute can experience the love of Christ and find freedom and discover purpose through a Christ-centered ministry. Men and women at this ministry center receive the tools they need to break the chains of addiction. And we are collecting items right now to help with the Foundry's pantry. And so you can find a list of those items on the e-newsletter or on the blog. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for those who have given their lives in the purpose of helping the destitute and the addicted to find freedom, especially freedom in you. We know, Lord, that apart from you, no one can have real freedom. But as Galatians is teaching us, we have freedom in you. And so we pray that over the men and women who are in the Foundry's program even now. Please do not allow the evil one a foothold in their lives. Please grant freedom from addiction. Please, Lord, help them to put down that which keeps them in chains and help them to turn to you. Lord, would you give them the building blocks of a new way? Help them to learn a new skill that will provide them a livable wage. Surround them with people who can encourage them and disciple them. And help us as a church to be mindful of this ministry and to provide the needed items so that they can do ministry well. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Continue to work in it by your Spirit in our lives. Through Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen.